Blog Talk Radio.
Change needed in the world. The change from Bible ignorance, uncivilized, to BCE, world history. That's change we need. We need to understand BCE history, not Bible. That history tells us about something that happened in the world with people that created the world that we have today. And it is the worst thing that ever happened on Earth. And succeed to dominate until today. Now, what rescued me out of that calamity is just by me began to read and paying attention to what I read. That's how I came to find out. The worst thing to happen is for the Homo erectus folks to go through a process of interbreeding with other blood, which they don't know. They don't know what it would do for them when they do it. How could they know? One thing is for sure, in my reading, I didn't see them do anything considered today as civilized actions or behavior. So it is clear to me that the state of mind, Homo hominid, Homo erectus, which is their, hominid is their ancestors. Homo erectus doesn't show any kind of a knowledge to make bronze. They didn't. And neither did they go out and do destruction to themselves or anybody, anything or anybody else. I don't see that. This thing that happened, whereas they had a propensity to be more than who they are, right? So these white people that come and take over now, it is because of that attitude and disposition with their lineage coming from the hominin and established as Homo erectus. And what this Homo erectus, that we don't read anything that they have done civilized acts apart from general, you know, like the animal world and the intelligence that put into them to operate within the scope of their existence. Birds make nests, you know, and other animals, they make place on the ground and stuff like that, and have their kids. So basically, in human form, walking upright, these Homo erectus did not have a different ability than lower beasts that have certain of intelligence. Take care of themselves. That's the way where these white humanoids come from, and Homo erectus. They behave the way nature evolved them to be. But because the Homo erectus has a propensity to not stay within their own culture, they want to interbreed with other that was different from them. That's where the problem comes in, because they continue that attitude until it creates a world tragedy on Earth. Whereas they continue until they intermingle civilized people with uncivilized. This is what they did. And today, you know, it is just a shame. It is a shame that so many people are living in the world and don't realize it. That something serious happened in the world. And only if we were reading the world history textbook, we would have found out. And the people who have found out, what have they done with the knowledge of it? They join in with the uncivilized takeover of the world. Now, it's one thing for you to realize it and see that it is a awful, dreadful thing, and to change it, what it would entail if you are to change this, like in a lot of cases, in order to stop certain things from happening, you have to, well, you know, like scientists are good at remedying certain kind of things. Well, you know, when you are gifted with the ability to solve problems, you know, it means then that you become one who has a deeper view of things and can tell, all right, where it starts and what you need to put together to stop it, right? The state that the world is in right now, I mean, when people are content and going along with it, and, you know, as the years go by, they're aging up and stuff like that. But to just go along with the mess that the white people bring, like, that's all the gift they have to offer. And the gift that they have to offer is to wipe out the other people, the civilized people. White people that you see right here today, that you take for joke, they scatter all the sodomite church. When you talk about Christ, before Christ, you think it's a nice thing that you're talking about. It's not. Earlier, I hear they talk different things at different times. And I realize that, wow, the Roman Catholic Church, you know, church that you worship the Lord, is dangerous because they kill the other people. And I'm wondering to myself, that's not good. But nobody is speaking of a resolve. No. The resolve that they are talking about is the one that the sodomite white people put in the Bible. You know what I mean? The one that they put in the Bible, the same Bible that they use to destroy your mind. Them have a resolve in there. Will that ever become a result? No. Because they are lying knowingly, right? Putting something together so that when you do what they say you should do as accepting the way of Christ, you will forever stay in delusion. You see, because when they decide to seize the opportunity to set up churches and supply the churches with Bibles. Now, let you know that they mean business. Whatever their objective is, they are serious about it, because there's just no way. I mean, we are the Chinese. Think about the Chinese. We don't see them do anything similar to what these white people do. The Indians. We don't see them do anything similar to what these people do. So when we get the world dominated by the white people them. Look on them and you can tell can't be right. Just looking at them, you can sense this strangeness about white people. That, you know, I mean, they come with such a might. But their might is like you put on your clothes on the wrong side and behave like it's that's the way it's supposed to be. This is what is happening here. We are in a world today where these sodomite white people who come from antiquity with their crosses, with their uncivilized sexuality, and come and put the world to bow down to them, you know, who is a people who cannot conform to civilized way of life. So anywhere they see civilization, they attack it. They attack civilization. And even when they were not able to do no more than attack it as a criminal, as criminals, they proceed, because the African people then, where you have kings and kings ruling, they could have put a stop to it. Because there was back in the Bronze Age, the end of the Bronze Age, where they were rampant, you know, by this time they learn how to sail on the sea, you see, and live at certain remote places and go in at night over the hill and down into the valley and attack the civilized establishment and kill the African people. That's very early, way deep in the BC era, like BC 300, BC 200, and so forth. Yeah, so law and government exist in the earth, but they now are telling you, like, no law, like, never exists. It's just their law that they are making now, AD and Adamani. And black people don't give turn. You know, I mean, the black of their eye, they say, to investigate that thing gone wrong. No. And I am wondering, you know, only when nature itself is making something happen, nobody can alter it. But this is not like that. This situation is not nature making these people do things the civilized people cannot stop it. I am observing that ever since these sodomites began to terrorize civilization, I don't see an African person that come out and say the right things or do the right things to stop it. I don't read of any one of them. Go from Marcus Garvey, come right on back to where we are here, and all of these people until today, they talk about Black Lives Matter. All these old bunch of nonsense. It shows that black people are so ignorant and disabled mentally. And what caused that? What caused that? No, I'm seeing hybrid fanatism. Fanatics. African people. The civilized people. So fanatic before the white people them come and attacking kingship rule government. Yes, so I cannot say that the African people show stupidity before the attack of the sodomite white people them. I can't say that because that wouldn't be true. It is not what the history shows. The history shows that Africa gave up the rule of kingship. That's what the history shows. And there's nobody to alter my observation unless my observation is wrong. Prove it. That's the way to go, because we want to hold on to the you know, the earliest model of how things began with civility. That is what is true, what is written down in prehistory. And that's what, you know, but let's say, well, then I don't follow what I read correctly and into something else. That's what I want to see. Now, four people I remember told me that Zachariah Sitchin, that write Sumerian history and write some of the most important things that African people need to know since we have been carried away into captivity and we don't know ourselves anymore. Zachariah Sitchin writing is the history writing that comes from the right source, archaeology source, scientific source, that nobody cannot, I mean, you're trying to fight the universe if you try to say that whatever is going on today is all right. You are going against the universe, right? So it is important that if you think what I'm saying is not true, that you step forward and talk about it. Equivocation. You know, I mean, how can we go along with the world the way it is when we have these mad tyrants, terrorists, Inquisition is leading the world? How can we? We can't settle any problem in this world with these honest fucking white people, them. Civilization cannot go along. Civilization is what serves all the people. Before Christ, who was serving the world? Answer me. Now, I always like to remind the listeners to call me an avatar, because it's not right that I am sitting here so often and I cannot get anybody. I mean, really, does anybody come along that has something good to say? Really? You know, and they, you know, like you'd find category of people who don't really know what, don't really know the historic knowledge to tell people. Listen to host of radio show, even television then, but you know, I'll just point to like those who, because there are so many of the kind of people that I would easily say they deal with the plight of the world, African people, the civilized people, versus the Homo erectus white people. Right? It is clear that you can't manage and handle something except you understand the thing that you're trying to affect. Right? So if you don't decide, I mean, like you get a driver's, not a driver's manual, but when you buy a new car, you get a handbook how to take care of your car or anything of that type. Why do they give you a handbook for any type of a machine or something like that? Because the engineers that make that stuff, only them can write a handbook for that. They make it. All right. Well, when you talk about prehistory, you're talking about something serious, because it is about the world of people that we don't know. We've never seen them. Well, why are we making sense? Or why can we make sense? We can make sense when we follow the prehistory that tells us what happened in the past that causes us to be here. So when we now see something happen called change of calendar, what are we supposed to do with that? How can we resolve it? Well, as far as I can see, we don't try to resolve the wrong that changed the calendar, the zodiacal calendar that matches up with civilized life, not with evolution life, but with civilized creation. That's what I'm talking about, right? How do we go along with it? Why do we not fix it? Why do we turn and begin to follow the sodomite them that come with AD and Adamani? And when you check it out, it doesn't have any academic tangible. It doesn't have anything tangible. Why these people go after something that is intangible, that don't come from a tangible origin? If God that make Adam and Eve being intangible, the place where they are made not tangible, I mean the place where they are made is tangible. You know, sometimes I have to like get serious about what I say, because I'm hearing other things I'm saying that is contradictory to what I want to say. Now I'm getting a whole man. So it seems like it comes with the territory. However, though, I am saying things to make a serious impression that somebody pay attention to what I'm saying. When we turn away from what is tangible and turn after intangible, that these liars, these homo erectus, homosexuals, that they come, it's just like I didn't know that Rastafarian would reach anywhere with Rastafari way of life, but they did. When I was Christian growing up, I look negatively on Rastafarian, their belief. Yeah, because at that time, I look at the Bible, Adam and Eve in the garden, as the truth, right? So the Rasta them now are talk about Selassie, God and stuff like that. So to me, as a youngster, it never makes sense to me. All right. But later on, I migrate from Jamaica to America. And in about 1980, 1982 or something like that, Bob Marley become like the biggest renowned guy in the world. And he's a Rasta man, smoking weed and, you know, and talk things where, of course, it is evident to me that the Rastas, they're not far away from Christianity at all. Because they are using the same Bible. There's no way you can be seeing logically the world is like coming out of antiquity and know about BC and AD, BC before Christ. Now, why did the Rastas not see that BC means before Christ? I never hear them say nothing about that. That something is wrong with AD and Adam and Eve. I've never heard them say that. All right? And that's Christianity is about AD and Adam and Eve. What I'm saying here is that when we move away from tangible creation of mankind, not the universe, when we move away from the tangible history that tells us before history, before in prehistory, when we read that history, isn't it so that what we read in prehistory gives us a tangible understanding of things, not the Bible? Right, the Sumerian history deals with the gods who came here and what they do and how they created mankind to work, and eventually this creation that the gods made turn into a world, large civilizations. Right? Yeah. We see the tangible objects or things created in the prehistory that I don't have any question to ask, because prehistory that we have, it's not intangible things that it is telling us. It's telling us about things that happen on earth and how civilized human being created. And it tells us about how long ago that human-like beings began to appear on earth, and always in the African. In Africa, in the waters of Africa, things happen and on land, right? Now look at all the animals that antique animals of Africa, and you have American go over there and try to, you know, demolish the virtues of Africa with everything. They are jealous of it since they were over in Europe 1.5 million years ago and weren't able to do anything. They didn't have language. They didn't have any civility as the God's civility. And because of their civilized blood, they make hybrid that could work. And here we are today. Those days are gone, and here we are
with these off monkeys, white people, who learn to read from us. Now they take charge. They take charge. And all the people that raise up, like I said, the Rastafari, Marcus Garvey, and all different movements, black people have never been able to read something that would deter these white narcissistic, honest, fucking white, dumb people, damn. Because they are dummies. Dummies to jump down on the African people, steal everything from them. I mean, remove kings from their throne and all these kind of stuff. What kind of business is that? And these people are not, they're not, I mean, Homo erectus, not civilized at all. Stone tool, experts. Yes, that's what white people are. Stone tools experts. From the day they came about till now. What they are doing now, they're not living off their own development. They're living off the African people development. You see what I mean? They have not yet developed to be civilized. The little civility that white people are showing is that they have adopted it. Criminals who look for a way of life that they can't create, but they want to learn it from other people, then turn around and kill those same people.
Able to handle long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
You're listening to the Cosmic Philosopher, Block Talk Radio, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, My Never a Sinner. My friends, it is a tragic thing to see that sodomites take over the world. And if you don't have anything against it, and it's pleasing in your sight, well, we have a brain, and how can I, be disrespectful to a person who don't know better than what their head perceive or know, right? However, there is something in our brain, one of the energies called realization. As we grow, we learn, develop our senses, right from wrong. Remember what the Bible says in the creation story? God said that, behold, the man has become as one of us, knowing good and evil. What does that tell you when you read that? What does it tell you? It tells you, well, it tells me, which don't change from anybody else, all of us supposed to understand the same thing when we read the same thing. You see what I'm saying? All right. Now, I've never heard anybody point to what it meant when the Bible said, now the man is become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And that was the reason why God was throwing them out, throwing him and Eve out. You see? So they are mixing up, distinction between the woman role and the man's role. See, because it is the woman that the Bible writers picked on. The sodomites, they picked on the woman and deliberately write it in the Bible, write woman to take the fall of, of sin. They did it willfully, Did you know that? That the sodomites willfully write the story with talking serpent, going to the woman, not the man, just so that I can, like they wrote in Revelation, that 444 men are going to heaven, to stand around the throne and sing to God. I think it's Revelation 14, right? 444 men, and the Jehovah's Witnesses, they wrote that in their church studies, their Bible tells you that only men going to heaven. Why? Christian people don't see those things. To let you know that you're dealing with something that is as muddy as can be, the Bible creation story.
we are some place in the Bible has very serious type of conscious information, but it has nothing to do with the creation story. It means that when you see something in the Bible that is of use to a civilized mind, you understand that these white people, they don't function like a civilized, like civilized people. Okay? So they do things, this part of it make little sense, but it is corrupted by what come next. That's the way they do stuff. When it comes to spiritual things, that's the way they do it. And that's how they destroy the world. How can they come out killing a people with the law they make and say it's a government they have? So the Adam and Eve story, all the things in there in the Bible that sensible African people should see. I mean, at least after a time. At least after you learn to read good. Well, because you know, I read fourth grade level from, you know, from child till I was age 27. And after I go to school and, you know, I think by I was 28 or 30, I went to high school and I was graduating. But it took about 20 years because of the brainwashing at the church. And I don't know anything else for me to catch on to some civilized thinking. So I'm under the uncivilized concept of the Bible until something outside the gods have responses in my brain, so that when I ask, when I'm thinking and I ask certain questions, I get the response. I get an answer relevant to what I am thinking, or, you know, the resolve I am seeking, right? So my mind was definitely unsettled with only what I know of the Bible. It doesn't take me anywhere. So without anybody tell me, or without I find out back in that time, things going on into my head. So when I asked the question about, can people come together and live in peace? The answer is yes. But the problem is that people don't want to come together. Something's there, but I didn't know at that time exactly what it was. Well, I know generally people have different convictions, and that's what separates them. But even the Bible, with all the separation that it makes among people, it is still talking some places in the Bible about peace. You know what I mean? And justice. How do you correct any problem in the Bible when the Bible is telling you two different kind of a story, right? So clearly, when we see they come with A.D. and Adam and Eve and said the past is B.C. before Christ, why they didn't call the past polytheism or Elohim? Why didn't they name the past Elohim or gods? Era of the gods. Why they didn't do that? No. Oh, no. These bastard sodomites, just like they call, I mean, wrote the story and voluntarily make a woman the culprit. Jesus, 12 disciples. And now it is clearly stated in the Bible, say, the reason is why God cursed the woman, why the church now today don't want women dominant role. It's a political thing they're putting in the Bible. Okay? Because they want, they say what? This is a man's world. Okay? All of those things are rotten filth that they have in the Bible that civilized people are reading and feel good about it. Okay? You imagine what some people think about me talking these things. But you know what? It will be a vexation. The truth is a vexation to Sodomite believing people. African Sodomite believing people. What I mean in that, what I say is that I'm not saying black people are Sodomite. I mean, some of them, I'm gone after the white people, them and turn Sodomite, of course, but that's not what I mean, right? So I make it plain, is that I am saying that African people, ethnic people, start following Sodomite and fucking ass too. Right? I don't see a big group of them, but, you know, I see some. So that means, yes, they have managed to draw some African people into sodomy. And the reason, the only reason, is because these sodomites come in and conquest everything that black people have. And so black people get into an exposure that they couldn't control. You can't go to school, you don't have money to go to school and all kind of thing because of what these sodomite, honest, fucking white people do everywhere black people went. That's what they do. Okay? They take military and anywhere they come and take over your settlement, you become a victim of these honest fucking idiots. You see? Because now they have military now and going anywhere. Even in Africa, they dominate Africa. And what I'm saying to you is that I can't say white people turn black people into idiots. I can say they turn a lot of us into idiots with the Bible. And not unless you read with sense, you won't find out what I said to be true. Because you're now, your brain is now infected with belief syndrome, because you don't use the word believe like the dictionary etymology rules. You don't use it. No. So, but what happened to the black people, the African people, before 509 BC, before the king was removed? Imagine, the world has been gone rotten so long. 2,600 years ago. And you don't hear nothing of it in church. They don't put a lesson in it and tell you about it. No, because Homo erectus people, you know, they are stinking rotten from the bottom to the top. Right? And black people, what I see in history is that black people just sold out black people to these Homo erectus. Nothing has never been so abominable. Nothing. Millions, most about 12 million Africans. You go to one of that country there in Africa, and you go to the place there and you see where they make up elaborate building to accommodate, you know, I mean, the draft of black people and shipping them away. And from what I understand, it's a lot of abuse. Go on there. Because black people fall fully under the white sodomite people them right in Africa. What you make of that? A country with the universal kingship government rule fall down to that country that is responsible for the people there? You think the white people run America like that? Any and anybody can come in America and come go on with, you know, something anti. I mean, even me right now, this is like a literary type of a situation where they have Facebook and all these other places. And then, and like, you can talk there out there, argue things about church and stuff like that. Like I would do right here, talk about history and stuff. So I am talking about history, which is a very, very essential thing for people to know. So I, you know, I was never take up no historian a field, a profession. No, I start to pay history attention when I began to read and discover certain things. That's all. You see, I was never no historian, but might as well I call myself a historian since I started to read and delve pretty much into, certain resource and find out that something is very, very wrong. And I am not somebody who feel like, oh, I can just row along in the boat. No, I am somebody to talk what I see. Now, somebody, you know, it makes good for somebody who would find it curious and like to talk about it. It's just now that people don't want to engage with the history. You see, and for somebody who can hardly read, talking these kind of stuff about history, these white people out there, they're wetting their clothes. You see? Because, I mean, with the little reading I can do, I mean, I'm just sticking with what I can read and what I understand. And I'm saying what the result is. Where you run into? Come on. You know better? Come teach me what is better. Now, if what I say is true, well, deal with it. And what you do? I mean, you know, hug these white people who have all kind of different church establishment all over the place, and people are stone mad. It's a, so what I'm trying to say to you that if the thing is so bad and it's so such a burden because African people sell out black people long before we know about white people doing cruel things to black people. You know what I mean? Because when they begin to sell African people as slaves, what was going on before that? The white people them were lurking because now them can read. They mash up the Bronze Age. The criminal them were mash up the Grand Bronze Age, right? And then they were out. Sea people them call themselves. And you listen to videos of illustration about how these sea people go into Egypt and try to destroy Egypt. And the king ruling at that time, you read how what they did to chase them away. Okay? That time, they didn't have no political power yet. But they started the criminal prowling around the Africans. You see what I mean? And Africans is not trained to fight this type of onslaught of these sodomite white people. You see what I mean? They have a zeal on march. Yeah. You see? And I read in the early time, before I begin to read and get my foot, solid on what I'm reading. I read an article online. Certain people that I don't know much about white people or not like that. Not that I didn't know about white people, but as far as in an educational sense, I read that there are some people who want to change the course of civilized thinking. When I read that, oh gosh, no, man, it was so awful. So awful. Because I'm wondering, really? And I don't think that is something that can in any vague way take over. But look at this. Sodomite that interbreed up with different blood. You see what is happening now? You see, they are doing criminal things and behave like they ain't doing none. And when they went to Libya and killed Gaddafi, if you hear Farrakhan say anything, it's truth. He speaks that fall in the streets. Yes. And he will talk about how he and Gaddafi are friends. What did he do to counsel Gaddafi before it all turned sour? And if he knew that things were going along that line, did he rally around the ministers of the African country and say, no, we cannot allow this sodomite white man to come here and do that? No, none of them not do it. Farrakhan not do that. Farrakhan will not do that because he's a part of the church. The Christ time. A.D. and a Domini time. That's it. You see? So the point is, you really don't know if Farrakhan is a sodomite. You don't know that. Farrakhan, who is leading a sodomite institution called Muslim. That is a sodomite institution. The white man make that up. What? And the other guy, that they said founded the Islam in America. Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Was he a sodomite? Well, maybe not, because they said he was impregnating a lot of women in there. But that doesn't say. These guys are in a sodomite institution, just like in Africa. They're selling us to these white people. I mean, how are we sure they were not turned into sodomites? They don't arise to a level where, for example now, I read and I find out these things. And I come out and, it's a honor for me to come out and talk about it. I am able to talk about it. That's great. I mean, the greatest that I can talk about it. Now, I know it's dangerous, and these sodomite fucking ass don't like it. They don't like it. But the thing is, what can they do about it? We know they can do a lot of things, but will they do anything? They know what is hanging over their heads. Right? It's so good. I am on the right side. I don't have anything to fear. You see what I mean? I don't have anything to fear because, I mean, no, be it far from it. Be it far from it. The gods come here and do things, and these body suckers, them, come hunt down the African people everywhere they are. Now, it doesn't matter what the African people have done their God, it is between them against their God. They don't have any right to do the kinds of stuff that they do. You see, these water body fucking white people, they don't deserve anything as honor. No. All you need to do is to shake out A.D. and Adamani from under them. Shake out A.D. and Adamani. Let them give account for it. Where it come from? In the world. In a civilized world. Where A.D. and Adamani come from? Where this new world order come from? Only new world order that exists is what the Elohim them set up on earth. With kingship government. Okay? So you will see how the cookie crumble once they find out that A.D. and Adamani that they use to seize this civilized world. You're going to see what happened to them. You'll see what happened to them. Right? And I am talking because I must. I must talk. How could I not talk? I'm not like Rastas and these other people. We are what them say will not go anywhere but fall in the street. What I'm saying will not fall in the street. You see what I mean? What I say will destroy those who bring about A.D. and Adamani. It's the destruction of A.D. and Adamani that will send them at the right place where they're supposed to go. The fire tornadoes. You see? And a lot of other things. We must start the truth and not be afraid of these sodomites. I mean, these bastards that have no jurisdiction in our territory whatsoever. Moreover, they can go anywhere and go kill us. No, not Nagasa. Not Nagasa. But look, if we cannot stand up and say what the gods did and why we are children of the Most High, it's in the Bible that them write. God said, let us make man after our image and in our image and after our likeness. You can't, that is not, you know, them write that in the Bible because it's true. But look what they do with the story. They don't execute the story, so you know exactly what it is all about. You see what I mean? So it don't take anything now to really obliterate what these white people are doing. It don't take much. It's just for people who have good reading sense better than me to come out and identify what the truth is. We don't have to be, suffering the way we do and go to church and all these kind of stuff. The water body, white people and stuff that. Why we give up our bureaucracy to them? Why? We are kingship, and that's what is in history. What do they have in history? Fucking and killing people for what they don't have. You see, that's what they do and say it's theirs. Okay? The Trump the Biden, the whole lockstock Obama, the whole lockstock barrel of presidency. Yeah. But if you just want to talk something that fall into the street and don't take the battle to the gate, that is what's going to happen. People who are talking gibberish nonsense. That's what happened. They will not change anything. You see what I mean? They don't talk about the real history. They talk about AD Anno Domini. Prehistory. Before Christ. Talk about that. No. All right? Well, take what you get for not doing the right thing. You have nobody to blame for that. It doesn't matter. I am not thinking about, you know, these water body fucker white people, them. We come down on African everywhere we are. We are not worthy of what we have. They are proof. They never had anything. They were not civilized, nothing at all. And we don't see any way to chase these guys away. You see? What we are supposed to do, we're not doing it because the white man control education, control every other civilized institution. Why? African people turn worthless. You know, you remember the talent that they write about in the Bible. And remember, when you once you believe the Bible, those things are real to you. You hold them dear because there's nothing like them, right? Jesus talks about the talents that was given to people, right? And that some of them who get the talents, they went and work on it and increase the value of the talents. But there is one, right, who are like the group, one group. I said, they can't bother with that. And there came a time when the investor come back and reckon with them, and they said, well, you know, I was afraid. I went and hid it. You know, I didn't do anything. And the investor punished them for not working on that and bless those who work on theirs. Now, how do we live under this situation? You see the criminality exploding all around you. Exploding all around you. And you are content that up in Washington, you look into the halls where you see they're having this meeting. It's a bunch of demon-possessed people you see in there. Most are white. You hardly see black people into some of the crowd you see. I go through the hallways into the Capitol. You see, when they're having anything of governmental thing, and the black people you see in there, a pure water body can white men. You see, talking and how many millions of African people in America, right? These guys control what they call federal government here. There is no darn federal government here in America. You assume it does. And they establish immigration and all kind of thing. Now, ask them what is running the institution in America. What is the power? Where the power responds? AD Anno Domini. And I tell you, these water fucking white people, that's what they are using. So many millions of African people are in America. You don't hear them say nothing. And I am here to say to the world, A.D. Anadamani is only what a fucking white men stuff that they make up. They call themselves by African noble name, like Romans. And go and investigate that, and you will find out the same Romans that overthrow the king in Italy, they are the ones that about 600 years later go and overthrow Palestine. The same Romans. Okay? And who is asking about the Romans today? You only see the legacy where the Romans bring to the European culture. You only see that. Where them bring to the culture under Romans. You don't see anything about the African people. How they get to tear down the African people. Everywhere they live. Everywhere they live. Huh? How come? All right. Hold it here, and let's hope that you look into what I say, right? Because look, one day at a time, we don't have a whole lot of time to live this universe and this planet on which we live. It's like about 5 billion years old, and it probably have so much more billion years, you know, to exist. But see, we know for sure, we don't need to ask any question, if we, this generation here today in the world will pass away in, you know, the next 50 years or so. Who is alive here today that will be alive 50 years ago? A few people. You see, so if you don't want to be serious about what life is, and you're taking these faggots, church, and your institution like it is something, I know it's not anything that pertains to civilized life. So therefore, I have to just represent what it is so that other people may catch on and know. You see, because you are depending on what food that these batty fucking white people them said them allowing you to have. Yeah. That's what you're doing. But, hey, a true, they said King Solomon giving justice to a woman who had her baby. A woman stole the baby. So action was taken about retrieving this baby, but the king had to render a decision. There was one about chopping the baby in two and give one woman half and the other one half. But the king used a smart and said, you know what? Oh, I think what the king decided was to, he was going to use a smart and said, all right, let's cut the baby in two halves and, you know, share it between them. And he was going to watch the reaction of these two women. One, the birth mother, and the other one was a thief. The thief agreed with cutting the baby into half. Right? And the real mother cried out and said, no, give the baby to her. And you know what? The king take
the child and give it to the real mother. We say, no, give it to her, give it to her. She gave up the child because the child was her. That's how the king found out the real mother for the child and rendered the right decision. You see that? Let me tell you something. It is easy to chase out these water body fucking white people them, because people like them don't have anything to do with African people, you know, no. And that's what the gods up there, they are looking at. How do we allow this to happen? Telling you. There are a lot for us to learn. And we just need to wake up, because there's a lot to distract us and bury us into something else. But we don't need white people in African territory. You don't see no history that says that. That they come talking about a new world, they come set up a new world order with nothing as government. They don't have a government at all. It's not in history. So why are white people talking about their ruling over Africans? Now, you probably don't realize the effect A.D. Anadamani has on this whole thing. Telling you that A.D. Anadamani is what they use. Without A.D. Anadamani, they couldn't have what they call a democracy running. They have to have something set up like A.D. Anadamani. The thing is, if A.D. Anadamani is not set up on universal God's arrangement of kingship government, what or where does the A.D. Anadamani come from? Where does Jesus come from? It don't exist. Jesus never existed. They honest water fucking body white people them. You don't see them how them kill black people and how they carry on. You don't see? They cannot show you the origin of Jesus. They can't show you the origin of Mary. They can't show you anything, the origin of God in a Bible. They can't show you nothing. They're water body, stinking fuckers, criminal them. You don't see. That's who they are. You don't have anybody to come and call on this show and like tell me what they know the truth supposed to be. It tells you the extent of over the years, the kind of criminal devastation they wreak on the African people for things that they know wrong, that they have done no wrong. When they're going to tell Dred Scott that he's not a human, what about that? And that he doesn't deserve freedom, human freedom? How about that? They make up a Supreme Court and tell a black person that. There's nothing wrong that this black person did. But they come here from where 6,000 or 7,000 miles away and come to this man country and tell him that and say it's their country. Now, that's grotesque. That's grotesque. You can't make sodomite take over the world. Africa? Come now full of Christianity? Africa? And you want to tell me we sit here and don't know that something wrong between the white man them and Africa, whereas them over there talking about they taking money from America. Imagine that. One of the countries I saw with some American representation
into that country, African country. And that leader of the African country says that they need to stop taking money from America. They need to give out money. But they are not about giving out the money because they decided to keep the world uncivilized, though light has come and what the knowledge that we have and stuff like that. These black guys, them over there, going on like them nuts. Nuts. Instead they talk about kingship, they talk about being president after the manner of these water-batty white men. Now, they would have to tell me what A.D. Anadamane is. You should see some people when I ask them about that. A policeman called me when, maybe yesterday, begging contribution. And I asked him, well, first, tell me what is A.D. Anadamane, Latin, in the year of our Lord. You know what he said to me? He said, that's a very good question, but I don't want to give you incorrect answer. So if you want to find out more about this drive that we're doing, call so and so and so and so. He's gone. He's gone. He's not going to tell me what A.D. Anadamane is. You imagine, they have A.D. Anadamane ruling the world, and it doesn't come from anywhere civilized. A.D. Anadamane. Don't come from anywhere civilized. These guys are just telling you they control. They're nothing but water body fuckers. That's it. Change what I say. You know, if what I say is poor us, change it, let me see. No, only violence they're good for. These water body fucking idiot them. Coming from Homo erectus. You see, and mingle up. That why they do it is because their head is gone way out of line. They have no equilibrium to be honest and upright and responsible. No. It's only what they steal is what they own. These water body fucking white people am. And black people just going on taking the lower road. Right? They don't have anything to say. Right? No. They're all afraid of these white men. Now, I would hate to have any part of me feel nervous about disposing this kind of a stuff. Okay? You remember the woman that disposed George Bush, W. Bush, the son, Junior, the Jeb brother. All of them are honest fucking white people. You see? Because I would think that Jeb was an upright guy. Now, but no. He's as dirty as they can come, man. George Bush is no worse than him, Jeb Bush. They're all pretending. They're all pretending. If black people don't wake up, you won't find out that, oh, yeah, they are a great pretender. That's who they are. Stinking ass them. Come from Europe and come to take over the Western world. Come on now. How do you think and feel that these honest fucking white men in America take on everything that African people supposed to do for themselves? They take it over and say, oh, they are in control. They have military, they have immigration.
Okay. All right, so I can call you after 7 o'clock. Okay. All right, good. All right, thank you. All right, my friend.
I'm sorry, I have a little distraction. Never a nice thing to do, to go off and the hair gets dry. All right, so this is the situation that we are living in every day. African people are living in fear of their lives because the water body stinking white men, they continue to occupy everywhere we settled. Since 100,000 years ago, we left Africa and come across Asia and through the Bering Bridge and go New Zealand and Australia and many other places we go and settle. And they come and decide Britain, call themselves Britain conquest the whole West Indies. So after they reap all of the wealth, they go and take over the Celtics in Britain. You imagine this. Africa sit down there and allow these water body, white, uncivilized Europeans to do this to African territories. Do you imagine that? These guys, everywhere in the West Indies, African people hardly own anything. It's them go there and own up everything. Now, you want to tell me that that's what we come to? Is that what we come to? It's the reason why the gods don't pay us no attention. Besides, just make the rain fall and other things that make life go on. But we don't magnify and worship the gods that came here on earth because these water body people use the Bible to destroy our thinking. And we don't know what is true from what is false. We believe in Adam and Eve in a garden and them sin. It's the worst thing for us to believe. It's the story in the Bible about Adam and Eve. You don't see what I mean? Now, am I the first one that see this and decide to talk out? And describe the insect them, these so-called white people, when they come from Homo sapiens sapiens. They come from Homo erectus. Okay? They are not civilized. What are they doing into the civilized world of the African people? They don't have anything besides a de-anadamani fucking water body, law with them a make. Why is it that black people cannot use the truth and rise? You're not going to rise without the truth. You keep going to search. Now, my friends, I'm going to go over to this section and take a read. It is amazing to me that so many African people are brain damaged. It is amazing. It is amazing. I know that my brain has been damaged because I remember my early years and what is going on around in my environment and what people generally think. It amazes me because I would never expect that someday I would live to find out that the churches are water body thinking white people institution to destroy the African people. I never thought that would have happened. But what happened is my thinking, my mind that keeps on thinking about human society. All right? and look at situation and what can be altered to make things better. It's along that line that I come to the realization that things are so crucially bad, and African people have fallen to such a low degree that they don't know. They are honoring the degree that the white people put them in, and they don't realize that something is wrong. The answer is in the prehistory. If you read prehistory, you will find out. But before you read the history, coming out of, you know, still have a status of ignorance about what history really is, or when we say BC to AD, you need to take words seriously. Read the words and understand the sentence. Know exactly what it is talking about. Because we are not going to fix anything until we are certain about what words says. You see, if these people are using AD and Adamani as a bureaucracy, having control over everything, sodomite, what about the fucking people think that everything on planet Earth is theirs? And they think so because they make laws and make Bible and everything they have to say to people to make people think that they are the ones that represent God. You see what I mean? So all of the evil stuff that they have done, they are the ones that represent God, nobody else. Well, once Africa sit down there and do the kind of abomination they do to sell out black people, I mean, from way back in BC time. Yes, like way before 509 BC. You know, it's probably coming from BC 1000. You know, that Africa sold out the black people. I can't see that. I cannot see that. I just cannot see that. But just think it seriously. That these guys have fraud, the Bible, fraud, AD and Adamani that brought the Bible, AD and Adamani, Jesus Christ, and one of them fraudulent so-called emperor. You see? Yes, they are the ones. And they are the ones that make AD law, just like Christianity, and force African people to accept Christianity. Oh, gosh. You think about that. Think about what is the condition we are in right now in the world, where these sodomites are causing all kind of terror around the African world. The water body fucking presidency that they have and the Senate. That's what they have. The money, the wealth in Africa is not for them. And, you know, the only thing about it is that we need African people who run government. Kingship government. That's what we need. We don't need these water body white men will tell you that them running the show on the planet, that they can go in, up into Mars and do all kind of water fucking thing up there. Water body fucking thing. You see, and behave like they are civilized and stuff like that. No, it's not true. Comes down to it. African people don't have any protection. No legal protection, because see them, AD and Adamani, where they have, is not protection for nobody at all. But particularly
African people. Where they're going with AD and Adamani and every scrap of land where you have, and talk about, you know, they have, you know, make all kind of a sub-law code and stuff like that. And it, all of it rests, man, AD and Adamani, just like you have the Sharia law rests on the Quran. This is what they are doing. What happened to the African people? What happened to their brain? I mean, they are so, I mean, damaged. They're so damaged that these white people can fill up the world with all kind of a water body institution, and them don't see. And if them see, them can't say nothing. They don't know the know-how. If we want to possess what is ours, and we know that we have applied, we know that we are to read, to be certain of things. And if you are not certain of things, these guys have already replenished the earth with all them water body, whole bunch of nonsense, that they are only emulating our institutions. Because like I told you, 1.5 million years, they had no civility. They are stone tool expert makers. That's who they are. It is true. Now, they are going to tell you all of these things and intimidate us until we are dead. That's what they're going to do. They're going to keep on doing that because they find out we can't go nowhere. But if they have anything that pertains to AD and Adamani, black people must understand. They don't have one crumb legal, authentic legal right to carry into a court of law. White people don't have none at all. Like I say, they would have to have legitimate, authentic government power. And they're not connected to none of that. These are Saka, Wata, Bati, white men who say them are ruling the world and have lawfully married to Saka, Bati men, people them too. They make love with Obama. Now, that's the, look, they say, well, they are normalizing the world with sodomy. That's what they're doing. Normalize the world with sodomy by using AD and Adamani. The Christmas thing. There's a whole book that is written by one Susan Linda Yor. Title of the book she wrote is Extreme Prejudice. And the terrifying story of the Patriot Act and the cover-up of 9/11 and Iraq. You see what I mean? Let me tell you something. It is awful. It is awful. What George Bush did is awful. And for us to, black people who are having the cover of kingship in history, where do you think you must go and know where your rights are? Federal courts? You must get federal law to know your rights? You think their constitution give you rights? You think so? You do not. Where did they get right from to kill the slaves and punish them for anything? Where do you think they get the right from when they come and kill off the Pequot them? Slaughter them at night when them asleep. Now, what law was enforced then?
A.D. and Adamani, right?
A.D. and Adamani. I am telling you, these criminal white fucking culture, they don't have nothing to stand on. It's simply because that African people not willing to represent themselves. Represent yourself. Represent yourself. And not a single soul is going to hurt you. Represent yourself. Talk it. And see who they're going to kill. You see what I mean? They don't have any power to kill anybody talking the truth. They kill the people who have make noise. Talk crap. None of them talk about history. Is not anything for anybody to shut up about, because this sour gut white men who come and talk about, they're taking over. I mean, how can they come and take us over when they have not been civilized at all, but they go to all these fucking other people and to get different blood in them head, and now them turns, them gonna rule the world and go on Mars. Now, the only thing that they can do to stop their destruction is to create a worldwide destruction. But what is for certain, they are going to be destroyed. Them can't come with them, I mean, with them nasty fucking ungodly, immoral and uncivilized culture to mingle up with African culture? No. And defy the gods that create us? No. No. And if I must feel afraid of them, might as well I go turn a sodomite. Might as well I go turn sodomite. If I decide to capitulate to sodomite culture that have no legal jurisdiction, right? There is the law, kingship rule from hundreds of thousands of years ago. That law is here, here to stay as long as civilization exists. But these fucking white people, they come, you know, and it's like you can't talk to them and tell them that they need to get out of our country, because it's long enough now that they know, they think it's their country. You see, just like in Europe, you can't tell them that Europe belongs to Africa now, because what, 2600 years gone, and they been there. The Pope is in St. Peter's Basilica. Now, I mean, I wouldn't know until I come to realize in history what has happened. And they are there, and everywhere we are, they come and take over. It's not going to go on no more. It's not going on anymore. Because I'm telling you, any African person, they draw into any legal system, once you get to the part where you have to sign, and you say, you know what happened? I ain't signing that. I'm not signing no date to that, no agreement. And the only way it can be signed is if you can show me kingship authority authorize this. A.D. and Adamani. You ask, I mean, what is A.D. and Adamani you telling me to sign to? What is AD? I'm African. What authority AD and Adamani come from in the year of our Lord? Explain all of that to me before we sign all of this. They have no authority over African people. They're stinking mad to be doing the things they do to black people. And black people now who are not able to talk defenseless. All right, you're just a carcass. Them don't really care about your carcass. Them kick your ass someplace. If you show up with the truth of history, these honest fuckers will find wherever they came from, because that they cannot deal with. They cannot deal with it. You see? So if you're just a carcass, they can deal with that, because you don't have nothing that affects them. But if you talk the truth, that's a different story. Truth begin to vibrate something here. You see what I mean? They can't handle that. All right. Let me turn to this portion. Cursed men. Homo erectus men. Or evolved and civilized proto-criminal lies. Liars. Proto-criminals, liars on Earth and Mars. Trying to get up on Mars. They probably stopped trying now after they got shoot down in the 80s. All right? So what was it that collide or crash into Phobos 2? The something that should not be there. Something that should not be there. Oh, yeah. But you listen to this. What does the last frame or frames still secret show? In his careful words to AW and ST, the chairman, the Soviet equivalent of NASA, referred to that last frame when he tried to explain the sudden loss of contact, saying one image appears to include an odd shaped object between craft and Mars. If not debris or dust or a jettisoned part of Phobos 2, what was the object that all accounts of the incident now admit collided with the spacecraft? An object with an impact strong enough to put the spacecraft into a spin. Object whose image was captured was captured by the last photographic frame that them didn't want to show. They were hiding it. We just don't know, said the chief, the Soviet space program. But the evidence of an ancient space base on Mars and the odd-shaped shadow add up to an awesome collision. When the secret frames hid is evidence, what the secret frames hid is evidence that the loss of Phobos 2 was not an accident, but an incident. Know the difference? Accident is something that was not planned, not planned. It happened. But incident is an intentional act. Perhaps the first incident in a Star Wars. The first incident in a Star Wars, the shooting down by aliens from another planet, from Earth. Yes. Spacecraft from Earth is shot down by perhaps the first incident in a Star Wars. Okay. The shooting down of an alien. The shooting down by aliens from another planet of a spacecraft from Earth, intruding on their Martian base. This is the actual story. It's not a myth. This is actual stuff that these sodomite water body white people who don't want to go back where they come from but inhabit everywhere African territory is. Oh, we don't have any authority over our lives. Imagine that. So they go up there and this is exactly what happened to them. Right? So as it occurred to the readers that the Soviet space chief answered, "We just don't know," even though the pictures show you he doesn't know. He doesn't know after they try to hide it and show it. And he's still saying he doesn't know. What the odd shape object between the spacecraft and Mars is tantamount to calling it a UFO, an unidentified flying object, isn't it? This is not the case. And the guys that hiding it, them just can't admit to the world what happened. For decades now, ever since the phenomenon of what was first called flying saucers, and later UFOs became a worldwide enigma, no self-respecting scientist would touch the subject even with a foot pole, except that is to ridicule the phenomenon And whoever was foolish enough to take it seriously. My friends, if you want to take the white people serious, it's a tragic thing. You can't take these white people who are sodomite culture. The World History textbook tells you that they are not to mingle. And it's the reason why the gods has taken a stand and give us a warning not to mingle with them. Like they go mingle with the Neanderthals. They coming to mingle with us after they mingle with the Neanderthals. And that is a wrong that follow us to this day. You see what I mean? You're talking about going back over some 12,000 years ago. And we are here today suffering under these stinking body fucking white men that come here and plant sodomy law in our country. Come on, and you shut your mouth. I want to thank you for tuning into the program and hope that you learn something from this, because that's all we need to do. And I am going to say blessings to you, and let's hope we see you on the next edition. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.